Mangy-looking sheep, more than a few head of cattle, the odd black pig, and of course horses, countless horses, pulling carriages and goods vehicles alike. The stench of their leavings on a hot week such as this had been was barely tolerable. Since it was very early in the morning, there were, of course, fewer crowds than usual, fewer, that is, except in one or two more notorious spots, where a sad and shabby ritual of the dawn tended to bring out the throngs, and where this story is most appropriately introduced. The better known of the London sites where the morning masses gathered was in the rabbit warren of lanes that lay near St. Paul's Cathedral, to the east of where the River Fleet had once run. Halfway along the Fleet Market, a passer-by would have noted, perhaps with the wry amusement of the metropolitan sophisticate, that crowds had gathered outside a rather noble, high-walled building whose address, according to a written inscription above the tall gateway, was simple: Number 9. An onlooker would have been amused because the address was a mere euphemism, the building's real purpose only too well known. The streets to the west of St. Paul's were one of the two districts of 19th-century London where a clutch of the capital's many prisons were concentrated. The Newgate, the Bridewell, the Coldbath Fields, and the Ludgate jails had all been built nearby, in what in winter were the chill gloom and coal-smoke fogs of the River Valley. And Number 9 was the site of the best-known of them all, the Prince of Prisons, the Fleet.